For tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Friday afternoon service of March 20th, 1992. Spring Family Camp Meeting, being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Dr. Bill Null is the speaker of this service.
Defined everything. That there shall be no work done on the Sabbath. There wrote a whole volume on what's work. And so when, on the tutelage of the Holy Spirit, God is not the author of confusion. Something confuses you. You put that one up on the shelf and ask God to show it to you. Now sometimes you will hear something from this pulpit that you don't quite agree with, that you don't understand. It doesn't mean it's not from God. It means that you put it up on the shelf and you say, God, you show me. Holy Spirit, show me that. If it's of you, God, and if it's of God, He'll show you. If you want to know it. If you want to know. That's a big thing. If you want to know. Now, some people say, show me God, and they have no intentions. They've already made up their mind, and they don't want to hear the truth. Now, God will witness it to you once or twice, and you keep rejecting it. He says, because you have rejected the law of the Lord, I shall reject you from being priest over me. And because you have forgotten the law of God, because you've rejected knowledge, I will reject you as a priest over me. And because you have forgotten the law of the Lord, I will forget your children. That's the curse of whoredom. It's in Hosea 9. Okay. Let's look at one more thing. Let's look at Deuteronomy 18, 22. When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if that thing does not come to pass, that thing, it is a thing which the Lord has not spoken, the prophet has spoken presumptuously, you should not be afraid of him. I mean, if he says this is going to happen, it doesn't come to happen, it doesn't happen, it's not God. Now, sometimes that usually happens in prophecy, and sometimes a prophet will overstep his measure of faith. One of the things I've learned about prophecy is that it is very hard. God doesn't have the same time frame you and I have. And sometimes you have to wait. Let's look at Deuteronomy 13, 1-5. If there arises among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams that gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or wonder comes to pass of which he spoke, saying, let us go after other gods which we have not known, let us serve them, you shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and hold fast to him. But that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he has spoken in order to turn you from the Lord your God. Praise God. Now you must realize that in Acts 16 to 18, there was a girl in Ephesus who had a spirit of divination. Not Ephesus, Philippi, who had a spirit of divination. And she spoke the truth. She said, these are the prophets of the Most High God who come. Listen to them. But she had a spirit by which she could foretell the future and made much money for her owners. And when they cast that spirit of divination out of her, the owners got upset because she could not divine anymore. Therefore, they were angry at Paul and said, you have ruined our property. A person with a spirit of divination can project the future sometimes. Just because it comes to pass, it doesn't mean it's of God. I have seen people with witchcraft spirits make very general statements, and then when they come to pass, say, you see, that was God. I have seen people with divination spirits give precise words of knowledge, like they're reading your mail. Because they have a familiar spirit within them that talks to the familiar spirits that are familiar around you and tells them. You've all seen the shows where the man sits up on the stage blindfolded and his associates go out and they picked in a silver dollar of the year 1936 D And he holds it up, and the man tells him exactly what it is, and he tells him what he's got in his pocket and what the man's name is. That's all done by familiar spirits. Pickpockets. How you think the pickpocket knows he's got money in his pocket? He has a man who divinates, who stands outside the bank and waits for someone to come out with money, and he signals him, and the dip goes by and picks it up, and the other man takes it off of him. And that's done by divination. It's done by evil spirits, by familiar spirits. Praise you, Lord. And so, let us look back now. Number one, the Holy Spirit always agrees with the letter and the spirit of Scripture. Number two, the end purpose is exhortation, edification, and comfort. Number three, it will always glorify the person of Jesus Christ. Number four, it will produce the fruit of the Holy Spirit in your life. Number five, it gives you the spirit of liberty, the liberty to do anything in perfect love to your neighbor. If it produces bondage, confusion, or fear, it is not from God. If it's about the future, if it's from God, it will always come true. But even if it does come true, it does not necessarily mean it's from God. You have to look at the source. And the last thing is, 1 John 2:7 says we have an anointing that abides within us. And there are times when you have to depend on your anointing. You say, is this of God? But it's wise to test everything and to be careful. Now, there are people. Let's look at Hosea 4. I'll get it right in a minute. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because they have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from being a priest over me. And because you've forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. There are eight things in this that the outworking of this curse. It's called the spirit of whoredom. Number one, you're rejected from being a priest. Number two, God forgets your children. Number three, you change your glory to shame. Number four, gluttony. Number five, is sterility. Number six, is divination. Number seven, is harlotry and adultery. Number nine, is devouring your crops. Now, it takes me an hour to really go into this curse. But those are the outworkings in your life. And it's because you or your ancestors have tampered with familiar spirits. You have worshipped idols. You have dealt with the supernatural power. You've been to the card layer. You've been to the fortune teller. You've looked at the horoscope. You've dealt with the Shishang sticks. You have dealt with other divinations, with the Ouija board. I have a long list of different divination arts that you have trampled or whored after supernatural knowledge that did not come from God. For some people who just want to know what happens, you know, things that they don't really have any reason to know. And therefore they go to the card layer and ask the card layer. And this brings you under a curse. We're going to break the curse. Now, if your forefathers did this, it goes four generations. That's back 160 years. And you got anybody got any idea what their blood kin was doing 160 years ago? The curse of incest goes back 10 generations. That's 1,027 people. 10 generations back means it goes back for 400 years. Your blood kin. And you're blood related to 1,027 people. And if any of those people commit incest on the way down, the curse renews itself. The same is for the bastard curse. The same is for the curse of whoring after other gods. So, this is a way that a great number of homosexuals, the people who say that they were born homosexual, that the homosexual spirit was there when they were born, comes in through this curse of whoring. Window peeping, peeping toms, sexual deviants, pedophiles, all come in under this curse of whoredom. We're going to break this curse today. Now, going into mass deliverance, how many of y'all have ever been in a mass deliverance service or have not been in a mass deliverance service? Everybody here has been in a mass deliverance service? We're going to talk about spirits. Now, in a mass deliverance service, I will lead you through a rather long renunciation prayer. And then I'm going to call out some spirits. What I want you to do is put both feet on the floor and agree with me in your mind. I don't want you to pray in tongues. I don't want you to call on the name of Jesus. I want you just to agree with me that it's going to come out. I will bind it by the authority of God, Jesus Christ. And you agree with that, and you push this thing out with your will. Now, spirits are breath. The word for spirit in Hebrew is nephah, which means breath or wind. And what you do is you just push it out. It comes out of your mouth, out of your breathing passages generally. Cast out in dictionary means to give a quick jerk and vomit. But generally, sometimes it comes out quietly through your ears. Sometimes it comes out with a roar, with a scream. Sometimes you cough and it's gone. Belch. It's up to God how it comes out. But let it go. Don't hold it back. Don't be afraid that you may lose your dignity. Now, you got your choice of your dignity or your demons. You let your dignity go, get rid of your demons, you get your dignity back. I once took my son to a mass deliverance service, and I was sitting there with him, and I had my arms around him, and they were both, my son was on one side, my daughter-in-law, and they were both manifesting, and I had my son, and my son said, "I'm afraid I'm going to make a fool out of myself." I said, "Son, you can either let your demons go and get your dignity back, or you can keep your demons." And he decided to let the demons go. He got his dignity back after service. I said, "I'm the only one in here that knows you, besides, we're not going to tell anybody." Praise the Lord. I'm going to lead you in a renunciation prayer. I want you to repeat it after me. And we're going to renounce a few things, and then we're going to break some curses. And then we're going to call upon the name of the Lord. Say, "Dear Lord, with honesty of heart, humility of soul, conviction of spirit, do I make the following confession? I've sinned against you, disobeyed your word, whether it be through willfulness, ignorance, or curiosity. I do now repent of these sins. And ask you to forgive me through the blood of Jesus Christ. By an act of my will, and in the name of Jesus, I close all those doors which I have opened to Satan. I now ask you, dear Lord, to help me renounce all these things and cleanse me in body, soul, and spirit, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, I renounce the following things: the occult, witchcraft and magic, seances, clairvoyance, mediums, contact with familiar spirits, Ouija boards, all occult games, fortune-telling, palm reading, tea-leaf reading, crystal balls, tarots, pendulum, astrology, interest in horoscopes and signs of the zodiac. I renounce the heresy of reincarnation and all healing groups involved in metaphysics, all hypnosis, mind reading, mind control, second sight, ESP, parapsychology, water witching, dowsing, levitation, body lifting, table tipping, automatic writing. I renounce astral projection, soul travel, throat projection, and other demonic skills. I renounce all mind control, power of positive thinking, positive control salesmanship, and the mnemonic power to impose my will on others. I renounce all sorcery, dependence on talismans, such as St. Christopher's medals, Mary medallions, good luck charms, rabbit's feet, four-leaf clovers, wishbones, potions and ointments. Now vow I will destroy any on my person or under my control. I vow I will destroy all idols to foreign gods, such as Buddhas, Mexican sun gods, signs of the zodiac, American Indian dolls, voodoo dolls, Egyptian akras, pentagrams, or other abominations on my person or under my control. I renounce all literature that I have read in these fields and will destroy that under my control. Praise you, Lord God. I break all curses, hexes, jinxes, spells, vexes, and charms placed on me from an occult source. I break the curse of illegitimacy. Ten generations back on my family line. I break the curse of idolatry. I renounce any oaths all my ancestors ever made to any false god, idol, false cult, religion, brotherhood, lodge, fraternity or sorority, or any order which is of a demonic or witchcraft origin. I break all demonic subjection, demonic soul ties, of bondage to my mother, my father, my grandparents, spouses, ex-spouses, or any other human being now living or dead who's ever dominated me or controlled me anyway contrary to the will of God. I break all curses of psychic heredity. Any demonic hold on my family line as a result of disobedience of any of my ancestors, spouses or ex-spouses. I break the curse of whoredom on my family and my lineal descendants forever in the name of Jesus. I break any curses of mental illness, physical illness off my family line. I break any curses sent to me or my family from a cult of demonic origin and command it to send, return to the sender according to God's word. Dear Lord, I confess I've committed sexual sin. I do repent and ask forgiveness. I confess I have committed the following. Hear you quietly. Let the Holy Spirit show you anything that you know of. You quietly confess it to God under your breath. You don't have to tell the world, just Jesus. I claim cleansing by the blood of Jesus Christ. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I do now accept Your forgiveness cleansing?
According to your word.
Satan, I rebuke you.
In the name of Jesus
Christ.
My Lord and Savior.
Notify you.
I am claiming all areas. I previously yield to you.
I close all these doors forever.
Specifically, I claim freedom
from sexual sin and lust.
I bind you
and your host
and command you
to leave me now
in the name of Jesus.
Lord, I have another confession to make.
I'm not loved, Lord,
but I have resented certain people.
I confess this is sin.
I call upon you, Lord,
to help me forgive them.
I now forgive.
At this time, you just sit and let the Holy Spirit witness to you anybody that's ever hurt you, anybody that you have ought against, anybody who's ever cheated you, anybody who's ever dominated you, who's hurt you, stolen from you, anybody that you have bitterness against. When you think about it, bitterness comes up. You feel bitterness or resentment, and you need to forgive them. Ask God to bless them. For it's in asking God to bless them that we get healed.
Lord, I ask you
to bless these people
according to your word.
I ask you to bring them into salvation,
Lord,
and bless them abundantly
in the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus Christ,
I believe
that you died on the cross for my sin
and rose from the dead.
You redeemed me by your blood.
I belong to you.
I want to live for you.
I confess all my sins,
known and unknown.
I'm sorry for them,
Lord.
I renounce them all.
I come to you as my deliverer.
Lord Jesus,
claiming the promise
in Joel 2:32,
whosoever
shall call upon the name of the Lord
shall be delivered.
Lord, you know my needs.
That thing that binds me,
torments me,
defiles me,
that evil, unclean spirit.
I call upon you, Lord Jesus.
Deliver me
and set me free.
Lord,
set me free in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise your name.
That's a rather long renunciation prayer.
Now, I want everybody to stand up and stretch their hands out and praise God.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise your name, Lord God. Praise your name, Lord. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Pour your spirit out now, Lord. Let God pour out your spirit. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord God. Praise you. Inhabit the praises, Lord God. Praise you, Lord God. Let's everybody sit down now and put both feet on the floor. Crossing your legs and crossing your fingers is a witchcraft sign. So I ask you to keep both feet flat on the floor. Praise you, Lord God. All you spirits of rejection now, I come against you now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against all spirits of rejection. Rejection by mother. Rejection by father. Rejection by friends. Rejection. The spirit of rejection, I bind you in Jesus' name. I command you to set God's people free. Turn God's people loose. These people are other people of God. They've been bought by the blood. You've got no right to them in the name of Jesus Christ. For Ephesians 1:7, it says, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin. These people have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Turn loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of them in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn loose now in the name of Jesus. Turn loose now. All of you, come out in the name of Jesus. Rejection. Rejection by mother. Rejection by father. Rejection by friends. Rejection by boss. In the name of Jesus. Turn it loose now. Rejection by the church. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out in the name of Jesus. All you saw, you rejection spirit. Turn it loose in the name of Jesus Christ. These children have been bought by the blood of Jesus. They've been accepted in the beloved. In the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. Turn them loose now. All of you spirits of rejection. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. Out in the name of Jesus. All you rejection spirits. Turn God's people loose. All you rejection spirits in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of lust. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Turn them loose now. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus. Come on out now. All you lust spirits. All you spirits of lust. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. All you spirits of fear. Fear. Spirit of fear, I bind you, fear. Legion fear, I bind you. Fear of not being loved. Fear of not being wanted. Fear of the dark. Fear of water. Fear of being alone. Fear of being hurt. Fear of being raped. Fear of man. Fear of sex. All you spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn loose now in the name of Jesus. Frigidity in the name of Jesus. Leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. All you spirits. Spirits of fear. 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 Bondage to fear. Witchcraft fear. In the name of Jesus, spirits of fear. Bondage to fear. Witchcraft fear. We do not receive a spirit of fear. Again, to bind with a power, love, and a sound mind. Come on out, spirit of fear. Fear in the name of Jesus. I bind you and I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. Fear. All you spirits of fear now in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. Come on out, all you spirits of fear. Fear. Deep hurt and fear. Deep hurt. Fear. Deep hurt. Come on out, deep hurt. Those who've been rejected and had deep hurt. Deep hurt. Turn them loose now, all you hurt spirits. All you spirits of hurt and sorrow in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, all you hurt spirits. All you spirits of deep hurt in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose. Turn them loose now in the name of Jesus. These people have been accepted in the beloved. They don't belong to you. You've got no right to them. You are a trespasser. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of fear. Fear. In the name of Jesus. Deep hurt. Deep hurt. Turn them loose now. All you hurt spirits. All you spirits of bitterness. Spirits of bitterness. 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 All you spirits of bitterness. A bowl of bitterness. Come on out. Bitter spirits. Bitter spirits. Deep spirits. Spirits of bitterness and deep hurt in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose. All you spirits of bitterness in the name of Jesus. Bitter spirits. Praise you, Lord God. The bitter gall. The gall. Praise your name. Come on out. Deep spirits of gall and bitterness. Envy and jealousy. Bitterness. Envy and jealousy and gall. In the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose now. All of you now. Turn them loose now in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Bitterness. Rebellion. Rebellion. I break the curse of rebellion in the name of spirits. Rebellion against God. Rebellion against parents. Rebellion against authority. Rebellion against the job. Rebellion against ordained authority by God. All you rebellious spirits, you bitter rebellious spirits, in the name of Jesus, turn them loose now. We break the curse of bitterness and we break the curse of rebellion in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. Rebellion against authority in the name of Jesus. Rebellion against the righteous authority of God in the name of Jesus. I'm going to have my way. I'm going to do my thing. All you rebellious spirits in the name of Jesus. I bind you. Rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. Witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I speak to you. Come on out now. All you familiar spirits. All you spirits of the occult. I break the curse of the occult. Come on out now, all you witchcraft spirits, all you spirits of the occult, of the palm reader, in the name of Jesus. Come on out, palm reader, tea leaf reader, astrology, all you spirits of astrology, all you witchcraft spirits, all you spirits of divination in the name of Jesus.
Turn God's people loose. All you lying religious spirits. Spirits of lying. All you spirits of lying. Lying spirits. Deceiving spirits. Lying spirits. Seducing spirits in the name of Jesus. All you seducing spirits. Lying spirits. You can't lie to God's people anymore. Well, the God of truth has come. But the truth came with Jesus Christ. Truth and came with Jesus Christ. Grace and truth came for Jesus Christ. He said, I am the light, the way, and the truth. You lying spirits, you're trespassers, you're on God's property. Jesus Christ bought their bodies and paid with His blood. You've got no right to them in the name of Jesus. All you lying spirits, turn God's people loose. All you deceiving spirits, turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus Christ. All you deceiving spirits, spirits of deception, spiritual deception in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose. All you deceiving spirits, all you spirits of deception, all you spirits of witchcraft and deception, all you spirits of idolatry in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose. Turn them loose now. All you paranoid spirits, all you spirits of paranoia, all you lying spirits in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of stubborn self-will, stubborn spirits. In the name of Jesus, all you perverse spirits, spirits of perversion spirits, perverse spirits, argumentative spirits, in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. All you spirits of perversion in the name of Jesus Christ that would pervert the righteous acts of God. Turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus. Praise your name. By the blood of Jesus. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin. The blood of Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of sin. Romans 5:9 says, how much more now we shall be justified by His blood and saved from the wrath to come. You hear me, demons? You hear me? These people have been justified by God's blood. They have been justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. They've been made righteous just as if they'd never sinned. You've got no right to them. You're trespassing on them. You're trespassing on God's property. I bind you and I command you. I stand here and I command you to leave God's property now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13:12 says Jesus suffered without the gate that He might sanctify His people with His blood. These people have been sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's by the blood they've been sanctified. They've been made holy and set apart for God. You've got no right to them, demons. In the name of Jesus, you turn them loose in Jesus' name. Come out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you. I bind all of you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind all spirits of lust. All you lust spirits. All you spirits of lust. All you unclean spirits. All spirits of uncleanliness in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you. I bind the spirit of incest. I bind the spirit of incest. I break the curse of incest in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command the spirit of incest to leave you now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go. Spirit of incest. Go now in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirit of mental confusion. Of confusion. I bind the spirit of witchcraft. Or witchcraft mind control in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft mind control. I bind you. I isolate you from all other spirits. You can draw no power, no authority from any other spirit. In the name of Jesus, I bind you and I say, go in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you. I break you loose from all authority. I break you loose in the name of Jesus Christ. You can draw no authority, no power from any other spirit. I bind you and I say, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn God's people loose. You've got no right. You're a trespasser. 1 Corinthians 6:13 says, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? You have been bought. You are not your own. You are not with corruptible gold or silver, with the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. A lamb without blemish. In the name of Jesus, turn these people loose. They are God's property. You've got no rights. You are trespassers. You must leave now in the name of Jesus. Go. Praise you, Lord God. Spirit of bestiality in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the curse in the name of Jesus. Command all the animal spirits to leave now in the name of Jesus. I break the curse. All familiar spirits. All you familiar spirits have come down to the family line. I break your authority. I come against all spirits of infirmity now. I come against the spirits of infirmity. I come against the spirits of infirmity that cause cancer. I come against the spirits of cancer in the name of Jesus. All cancer spirits, I bind you now. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. For surely He has borne our infirmities and our sorrows and our sickness and our pain, and by His stripes we have been healed. Scripture says that Jesus Christ bore our infirmities. You come out in the name of Jesus, you spirit of infirmity, in the name of Jesus. I bind all you spirits of infirmity. I bind all the spirits of arthritis in the name of Jesus. Bind all the spirits of diabetes. I bind all the spirits of high blood pressure. I bind all the spirits of heart failure. I bind all the destroying spirits that would destroy God's people. I bind all spirits of encephalitis. I bind all spirits of Alzheimer's. I bind all the infirmity spirits that would destroy God's people in the name of Jesus. And I speak healing and restoration to them. For Jesus bore our infirmities and our sorrows and our sickness and our pain, and by His stripes we have been healed. I speak healing by the restoration of the stripes of Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Now come against all infirmity spirits in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, all you infirmity spirits, all you migraine headache spirits, all you diabetes spirits, all you hay fever spirits, all you allergy spirits, all you spirits that have come down to the family line, all you spirits of high blood pressure, all you spirits of heart attacks, all you spirits of stomach ulcers, all you spirits of ulcerative colitis, all you spirits of cystitis, all you spirits, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind all of you in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of restlessness, all you spirits of nervousness, all you spirits of mental breakdown, I say be gone in the name of Jesus. Leave God's people now, for Jesus bore our infirmities and our sorrows and our sickness and our pain, and by His stripes we have been healed. By His stripes, by the stripes of Jesus, these people have been healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to leave them now. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave them now. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. Praise your Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise your name. Praise your name, Lord God. Praise your name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Praise your name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I come against dysmenorrhea in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirit of dysmenorrhea in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, be gone, leave God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against unclean spirits. I come against the spirits of uncleanliness in the name of Jesus. All you unclean devils, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I say, be gone in Jesus' name. All you unclean spirits. All you spirits of epilepsy, all you deaf and dumb demons, all you spirits of perversion, all you perverse spirits in the name of Jesus, I come against the spirits of sexual perversion. I come against the spirits of fear of man. I come against the spirits of the lesbian. I come against the spirits of the homosexual in the name of Jesus Christ. All perversion spirits, all you all gentle sex spirits, I come against you and I say, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone. The Lord rebuke you. I bind you and I command you to go. I curse you to your roots in the name of Jesus. Go in Jesus' name, all you unclean spirits, all you spirits of uncleanliness, all you spirits, leave God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. You got no rights to them. You can't torment them anymore. I come against you in the name of Jesus. I come from the power of the third heaven. I stand at the foot of the throne of God. And I say, be gone in Jesus' name. By the authority of the living God, I come against you in Jesus' name. You cannot stay. You must leave in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Praise your name, Lord God. Praise you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we praise your name, Lord. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood. Jesus, the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. You have redeemed your people, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You have cleansed them, Lord. You have made them righteous, Lord God. You have sanctified them and made them holy, Lord God. You have bought them out of the hand of the devil, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Cleanse them, Lord. Send the hornets from heaven to drive out these things, Lord God. Lord, you said you'd send the hornets before us, Lord God, to drive out the Canaanites and the Ammonites and the Perizzites and the Hittites, Lord. Send the hornets, Lord, to drive them out now, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Send the hornets, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Said you send your angel before us, Lord God, to drive out the land, to cleanse the land, Lord God. Turn them loose now, Lord God. Oh, God, heal them, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Set them free, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord God. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, we come against AIDS now, the spirit of AIDS. We come against the spirit of AIDS in the name of Jesus Christ. Come against the spirit of chlamydia in the name of Jesus Christ. We come against the spirit of papillomavirus in the name of Jesus Christ. The human papillomavirus in the name of Jesus Christ. We come against all the viruses that Satan has turned loose in these latter days. In the name of Jesus, these destroying spirits. We come against them. We bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of God's people. All of you in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the human papillomavirus in the name of Jesus. I say, be gone in Jesus' name. I bind you. I curse you to your roots in the name of Jesus. I say, be gone in the name of Jesus. Cleanse God. God's people will be cleansed in the name of Jesus Christ. All you human papillomaviruses, go in the name of Jesus Christ. I say to chlamydia, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All you tuberculosis germs in the name of Jesus, go in Jesus' name. All you germs, all you infirmity spirits, in the name of Jesus, go now. Said all bladder trouble, go. All colon trouble, go. In the name of Jesus, I bind you all. Leave God's people. I come against herpes. I come against the herpes virus. Type 1 and type 2, I bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. I say, be gone. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind you. I curse you to your roots. I say, be gone. For Jesus has borne our infirmities and our sorrows and our sickness and our pain. And by His stripes we have been healed. We've been healed by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the stripes of Jesus, the stripes at the whipping post. We've been redeemed by His blood out of the hand of the enemy. Satan, you've got no right to these people. You can't torture them anymore in the name of Jesus. Be gone now in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise your name, Lord God. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come against the spirit of malaria and candida in the name of Jesus Christ. Come against all the yeast infections in the name of Jesus. I come against all opportunistic infections in the name of Jesus Christ. And I bind them in Jesus' name. I bind them. I curse them to their roots in the name of Jesus Christ. For it has been said, for Scripture has said, that Jesus Christ has borne our infirmities and our sorrows and our sickness and our pain, and by His stripes we have been healed. By the stripes of Jesus, I speak healing and restoration to God's people in the name of Jesus. And I say, infirmity spirits, be gone. Go. All arthritis, all scoliosis in the name of Jesus. All tormenting spirits. I come against the spirits of torment. Tormenting spirits. Spirits that torment, that bind and torment God's people, that say they'll never be healed. They'll always be sick. They'll always hurt. It's always going to be this way. You're never going to get any better. That torment God's people. I come against the devourer that devours God's people's resources. I come against the spirit of the devourer that devours God's people's resources. I rebuke the devourer in the name of Jesus that's come through the horse of the curse of whoredom. I rebuke the devourer that would devour God's people's resources They would put them under the curse of poverty. I rebuke the curse of poverty. I say to the spirit of poverty, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, spirit of poverty. You can't have God's people anymore. I bind you, spirit of poverty. I rebuke the devourer in the name of Jesus Christ. You can't devour God's people's resources. For his resources, God says, I am the source. All the gold and the silver is mine in the cattle of a thousand hills. All the gold and silver is God's. You can't have it. You can't have it. I rebuke you, devourer, in the name of Jesus Christ. Poverty, I rebuke you, you man rags. I say, be gone in Jesus' name. You can't torment these people anymore. All you tormenting spirits, you leave God's people in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go on, go. Won't you stay here? I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. I'll loosen upon you the spirit of fire and destruction to burn you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, go. Praise you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord God. Everybody hold up their hands now and let's praise Him. Praise your name. Praise your name, Lord God. Praise you, Lord. Stand up. You can't praise Him sitting down. Praise you, Lord God. Praise Him. He inhabits your praises. The God inhabits the praises of Israel. Oh, our God inhabits the praises of Israel. Oh, praise Him. Praise Him. Thank you, Lord God. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who has redeemed by the hand of the enemy. Praise you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. You have redeemed us out of the hand of the enemy, Lord. We praise your name, Lord God. Praise your name. Praise you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Now, Lord God, fill these people, Lord. Fill them, Lord. Oh, God, fill them full. Lord, I release on them. I release on them the spirit of grace, Lord God. Release the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ to fill them, Lord God. Fill every crack and cranny of their life, Lord. Fill them with Jesus, Lord. We need more Jesus, Lord God. Oh, we need Jesus, Lord. We need more of Jesus. Jesus is our peace. Jesus is our peace. Oh, God, we need more of Jesus. We need more of Jesus. He is our healer. He is our redeemer. He is our Lord. He is our master. He is our everything. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Praise your name. He himself is our peace. Thank you, Lord God. Fill your people, Lord. Fill them full now, Lord. Oh, God. Praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Think about the blood, Bill. The blood of Jesus. Praise you, Lord God.
Here I serve some light, and the burden I the cross. May I thirst all the life and the burden of my heart roll away. If I pass by faith, I'll receive my time, and now I am happy all the day. Are you one? Spotless are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul, in the blood of the Lamb? Are you garbed, but spotless are they white? As though are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Yes, I'm washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb.
Oh, hallelujah!
Yes, my garments spotless is their white. As so, yes, I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. Let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah, son, da 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 da. Hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for all that you've done for us this afternoon and what you yet do for us this weekend. I thank you for your anointing and your presence that's in our midst. I thank you for the Shekinah glory of that glory to be manifested over us as we gather to praise and to worship the Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you now for that which has been prepared for our physical bodies, making health to all of our flesh, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.